May the Lord help us to commence this morning with hymn 372. 372. Glorious things of thee are spoken, Zion, city of our God. He whose word cannot be broken formed thee for his own abode. On the rock of ages founded, what can shake thy sure repose? With salvation's walls surrounded, thou mayest smile at all thy foes. Hymn 372.
Never fail from it. May the Lord help us this morning as we desire to read from his most holy word, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 17. Luke's Gospel, chapter 17. Then said he unto the disciples, It is impossible but that offences will come, but woe unto him through whom they come. It were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and he cast into the sea than that he should offend one of these little ones. Take heed to yourselves, if thy brother trespass or sin against thee, rebuke him, and if he repent, forgive him. And if he trespass against thee 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day turn to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. And the apostles said unto the Lord, Increase our faith. And the Lord said, If ye had faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye might say unto this sycamine tree, Be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you. But which of you, having a servant ploughing or feeding cattle, will say unto him by and by, when he is come from the field, Go and sit down to meat. And will not rather say unto him, Make ready wherewith I may sup, and gird thyself, and serve me till I have eaten and drunken, and afterward thou shalt eat and drink. Doth he thank that servant because he did the things that were commanded him? I trow not. So likewise ye, when ye shall have done all those things which are commanded you, say, We are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do. And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go, show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that, as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, and with a loud voice glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, The kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither shall they say, Lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. And he said unto the disciples, The days will come when ye shall desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and ye shall not see it. And they shall say to you, See here, or see there, go not after them, nor follow them. For as the lightning, that lighteneth out of the one part under heaven, shineth unto the other part under heaven, so shall also the Son of Man be in his day. But first must he suffer many things, and be rejected of this generation. And as it was in the days of Noah, so it shall be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. In that day, he which shall be upon the housetop, and his stuff in the house, let him not come down to take it away. And he that is in the field, let him likewise not return back. Remember Lot's wife. Whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it. I tell you, in that night there shall be two men in one bed. The one shall be taken, and the other shall be left. Two women shall be grinding together. The one shall be taken, and the other left. Two men shall be in the field. The one shall be taken, and the other left. And they answered him and said unto him, Where, Lord? And he said unto them, Wheresoever the body is, thither will the eagles be gathered together. May the Lord bless a portion of his holy word and help us as we come before him in prayer. Most holy, almighty Lord God, we come before thee as a few poor sinners this morning, needing thee to make thy presence known amongst us. Lord, we cannot worship thee except thou come and put us into a worshipping frame. And we plead for that this morning, Lord, as we have come to meet here. We are firstly, Lord, thankful for the provision of this school hall that we can worship thee in whilst the chapel works are going on. And Lord, we give thanks to thee for the kindness of those that are prepared to allow their school to be used. Lord, we pray indeed that thy blessing will be upon us as we meet here today. And Lord, that it will be a Bethel to us. Lord, we've known what it is, speaking personally. We believe to know what it is to have a Bethel in a school building. Well, may it be so for the poor, the dear friends that have come in today. Oh, Lord, we pray that it may be so, that the Lord will meet with us here, that, Lord, we will know thy presence. Thou will go up and down the seats. Thou will meet with the souls. Thou would hear and answer the prayers that have been offered up before the service. And, Lord, souls will be fed. Souls will be watered. Those that are thirsty, those that are hungry. And, Lord, dead souls may be turned into life. Oh, we do pray, Lord, that the Spirit will be amongst us this day, that we will feel and know, Lord, the sweetness of thy holy presence. Do come, Lord. We do not deserve it. We cannot command it, but we can plead it, Lord. And we know that many will have pleaded for it. Many will have sought, Lord, that thou wouldest come with us in the service this day, this morning and again this evening. Oh, Lord, hear those prayers. Answer them, Lord, with the affirmative blessing of favour, Lord. We pray, do come, Lord. We are poor souls. We are so far from thee, and our sins are innumerable, and they count against us. And Lord, we need a saviour. Oh, Lord, we need thee to speak that precious voice from heaven. What voice is that which speaks for me? Oh, not in the courts of the land, but in heaven's high court for good. And from the curse has set me free. 'Tis Jesus' precious blood. Lord, may there be an application of the precious blood this day. Lord, we do pray that souls will be washed, will be cleansed, will be made whole, given a hope in the wounded side of the dear Saviour. Lord, this is precious ground, but we pray for it. We pray for thy favour. We pray that thou wilt come. Truly bless us, dear Lord, we do pray. Exercise our minds, Lord, regarding our standing before a holy God. How we were shocked to hear from the business manager here of that 9-year-old suddenly entered into eternity. Lord, make us ready. Prepare me, gracious God, to stand before thy face. Oh, we need that preparation work. And Lord, whatever age we are, may we pray that thou wilt make us ready. Thou wilt bless us with that rich provision of thy grace in the heart so that we will be prepared for that great change. Lord, we plead then for thy presence and help. And Lord, it comes into our mind and we must pray it for that family that have lost that child. That, Lord, there may be something done through it in thy name, and we would, Lord, pray for them in their loss. We don't know who they are or anything about them, but we pray for thy loving, tender kindness to be upon them. And, Lord, may there even be that impact upon those children and parents at this school. Well, we leave it with thee. But, Lord, what of ourselves? Do then prepare us to stand before a holy God, and Lord, do make us ready. Well, we pray, Lord, that thou wilt bless the word this day, and remember the dear friends here. We pray for the dear deacons, Lord. We thank thee, Lord, that it is like this with them. Can two walk together except they be agreed? And Lord, that in love and in mercy upon them, Lord, as they walk together, we pray that thou would help them to continue. And we pray thou would be with them, Lord, in the various matters and concerns of running this house of prayer. And Lord, we pray that thou would watch over them in all these things. And we pray for guidance, direction, leading. We pray for help in choosing the hymns. And Lord, we thank thee for the hymn that we have sung, and glorious things of thee are spoken. Lord, oh, if we could speak a few glorious things of thee, each of us this day, of what thou hast done, of what we desire thee to do. Oh, Lord, well, we pray that thou would help them in the choice of the hymns, their exercises and burdens in prayer. Be with them, Lord, we pray. Remember the church. Lord, it is our desire that thou wilt go before them and guide and direct them in all things. And, O Lord, we do pray that if it be thy will, we will be able to meet around the table after the evening service. And, O Lord, do bless us in that, we pray. And add unto the church yet such as shall be saved. Exercise souls, Lord, we do pray. Stir them up, we plead. for that time when they must come and speak. Oh Lord, we hold back, but what a mercy that thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. O Lord, we do pray that thou wilt remember each one of the congregation. And Lord, thou knowest all about them. And Lord, thou knowest their prayers as they have entered in. And we pray, Lord, thou wilt remember them in all ages. We pray for the little ones. We pray for the children. We pray that, Lord, thou wilt be with them in the teaching in the Sunday school. Thou wilt be with the little ones too. Lord, we pray that from an early age they will learn to pray to the Lord. They will learn to seek thee, and they will see even evidences of those answers to their prayers. We pray that thou wilt be with those that are homeschooled. We pray that thou wilt be with those at a school that go to school. We pray, Lord, that thou wilt grant thy presence and help to parents, guide and direct them in these challenging days. Help them to stand up for those things that are right. Help them, Lord, to prove that the Lord is with them. We do pray, Lord, for parents. These really are challenging days. But, oh, Lord, thou art good and thou art kind. And, Lord, we thank thee that thou dost support thy dear people. We do plead, Lord, that thou wilt be with those in the middle part of life, referred to as a heat and burden, which it clearly is, Lord. And we pray that, Lord, strength and help day by day will be given. We pray, Lord, for those with challenges in the workplace, challenges at home, in the family, all these problems, trials, temptations, difficulties that come in. And Lord, thou knowest what they have in their pathway even this morning. The things that burden them, the things that are weighing them down. Help them, Lord, to lay them before thee and to watch and to see what the Lord will do. Oh, we pray that thou wilt appear for each one. And the older friends, Lord, the 80 and 10 and beyond, Lord, we pray that they would truly prove that even down to hoar hairs, all my people shall prove my sovereign, eternal, unchangeable love. Lord, be with them, we plead. Oh, we do seek, Lord, that thou would remember us amongst the churches. We do thank thee, Lord, for bringing us home safely this last week from Australia. And Lord, we pray for the causes of truth in that land, and also, Lord, in America and Canada. We also pray, Lord, in those parts, each parts of the world, some we do not know anything of, where the word is faithfully preached or where it cannot be preached because, Lord, it is an offence to do so. And yet, in those lands where the word of truth is underground, is still being preached in those quiet ways, and thou art blessing the word, we pray, Lord, thou wilt remember thy people across the globe. But, oh, Lord, we thank thee for the baptising of two friends at Oakington yesterday, and, Lord, that nearby chapel, and also, Lord, as we understand, a recent baptising at Rotherfield. Lord, how we would give thanks that the work is still going on, and we pray, Lord, for a continuance of it. And we are thankful that though it is a day of small things, yet it is, we cannot say it is a day of nothing. Lord, we do pray that thou wilt yet, though, thou wilt yet grant that there will be those entering into the house of prayer. There will yet be those from this village, the surrounding villages, that will desire to come in and worship with the friends. We pray, Lord, that it may be so amongst our causes. Lord, that the way of building them up for those to come from outside, oh, may it be seen, Lord. Yes, even here and there, the ones and the twos, and we give thanks where it has occurred, and we pray for more, Lord. Oh, Lord, we do plead it, but we need those, Lord, that the Spirit is working in, where, Lord, there is that teaching from above, and as it were, Lord, in their hearts, thy doctrine has dropped as the rain and has distilled, thy word has distilled as the dew. In other words, that drip-drip effect of the Lord Jesus working in the heart through the Holy Spirit. Well, Lord, we pray for it and that gathering in. But, oh, Lord, we do pray that thou wilt also remember, Lord, us in the land and nation. We pray, Lord, for our rulers. We pray for those that have the rule over us. We think of our Prime Minister, Lord, and pray for him and the Cabinet, Lord. And I'll do yet, Lord, grant there may be those that look to thee prayerfully in these things. Lord, we fear for it, that there is a lack of prayer in high places. But, oh, Lord, we pray we may see better days. Turn us again, and we shall be turned. Lord, we pray also that thou wilt remember the King and the royal family. And, Lord, we pray and plead that thou wilt help us to pray for the situation, Lord, in the Gaza Strip. Oh, Lord, we pray for all those innocent civilians caught up in this terrible conflict. But, oh, Lord, we do plead that, as it were, the terrorist organisation Hamas, Lord, will, oh, that it may be reduced, Lord, to nothing, as it were. Oh, we pray that, Lord, thou would remember the nation of Israel. Though, Lord, we know they in many ways have departed from the fullness of the Scriptures, yet, Lord, we know, according to Scripture, that this nation was thy nation. And, Lord, we pray for them, as much maligned in many ways amongst even the Western nations, and yet, Lord, in that way defending themselves. But, Lord, we do pray for all of those innocents caught up in it, also the Palestinians as well. But, Lord, oh, bring an end to these conflicts, we do pray, if it be thy will, and subdue these terrorist organisations. Lord, we do pray. How we read in the ancient times how that Israel did not need to, as it were, enter into the wars at times, because thou didst simply put thy hand upon the opposition and quell them. But, oh, Lord, we pray then also for the situation in Ukraine, and would not forget them against the oppressor. Lord, remember these parts of the world in conflict. Are these things not signs of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, that there shall be wars and rumours of wars? And as we have solemnly read, that there is that day, there is that time of judgment, when the world will be living the same as they did in the days of Noah, the same as they did in the days of Lot. Well, Lord, we are living in those days. Do remember souls that are in a low place spiritually. Lord, thou knowest who they are, where they are, and that they need that deadlift. Lord, give it to them, we do plead. And we pray they may be encouraged this day. Oh, Lord, help them. Lord, remember them and watch over them. And those perhaps that feel to have little faith this morning, oh, Lord, show them yet that faith is a gift of God. But if they desire it, it is a great thing to desire. Lord, oh, those feeble desires, those wishes so weak, 'tis Jesus inspires and bids at least still seek. Do help one, Lord, in leading the singing, we pray. And, Lord, do help us to acknowledge thee, to be thankful to thee for all thy mercies, favours and blessings. Lord, we would give thanks unto thee. We fail so much in this, but we desire to do so now. And, Lord, that we may bless thy name for all thy mercies and favours which thou hast bestowed upon us. Help us then in singing thy worthy praises. Forgive our poor prayers. We plead all these things for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Continue with singing hymn 215. 215. Free grace to every heaven-born soul will be their constant theme. Long as eternal ages roll, they'll still adore the Lamb. Hymn 215.
Tune 248.
We need the help of the Lord in hearing and speaking. And we would direct your prayerful attention to Luke 17, verse 17. Luke 17, verse 17. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Friends, you have an unwilling servant of God this morning. I speak rightly. Many times I've asked the Lord that there's another more convenient text to bring. But I can't do it. Even read a word this morning to the family, and I pleaded with the Lord that it might be a word I could bring, because it seemed to be a less pointed word, one might say. Friends, we must follow his command. We must do that we have been persuaded of. I open the Bible, friends, in the first part of my journey home from Australia as we flew over the vast nation of Australia towards Singapore. And in that plane, as I opened the word and pleaded with the Lord for you, dear friends at Swavesey, that it might be the right word to come with. As I opened this chapter, it was as if these very words stood out on the page before me. So we must come with them. But I feel so tried about it. And I'm sure that you will understand that. If you know anything in your own pathway of the taunts of the enemy, of the trial of the way, and the doubts and the fears, then, friends, it's no different for those of us that stand in the pulpit or before you as we do now. But I believe it is the word of the Lord for us this morning. And it may be that there are those that say, well, if this means following the Lord, I've already done it, so the word's not relevant for me this morning. My friends, it means much more than that. It's about the spirit of thankfulness. It's about thanksgiving. And I believe this, that each of the dear Lord's people will be brought to feel this, their need to give thanks unto the Lord, and also their lack of it at times. And mourn over their lack of it. And mourn over their far-offedness from God in terms of giving praise and thanksgiving and honour to his name. So you're not excluded, dear friends. So may the Lord help us to open this up as he would direct us. Firstly, though, to consider a little of the background. The plague of leprosy. The plague of leprosy he's mentioned, I understand, about 40 times in Scripture. In particular, you will read, and you can read it at your leisure, in Leviticus 13, where it mentions those various different parts of the body, including the head, that may be affected by leprosy, and those that are leprous that should present themselves before the priest, and those that are leprous present themselves, and the priest can decide whether they have leprosy or not. And it was considered in ancient Israel that leprosy, amongst the 61 bodily defilements, was second. The first one was a dead body. The second one was leprosy. That is how much it was hated as a defilement. And it was seen that those that had it had to be separated from the rest. But spiritually, and of course there was much leprosy in those days. And in the holy lands. But spiritually, friends, the voice of leprosy in the gospel is that it shows defilement. It shows the corruption of the body. Now, there are elements naturally with leprosy. Leprosy has an impact upon the nerve endings and therefore affects the hands and the feet in that way and other aspects. The nerve endings become deadened over time. So sin deadens, friends. Young friends, sin deadens. It has a deadening effect. Firstly, we start to see Sunday as a day then perhaps we can get our mobile phones and start to do bits and pieces that we do in the week because our parents don't know. Sundays then become less important as a day that's given to the Lord. The next step then is that we start to walk more in the ways of this world. There's that deadening effect. So it is with leprosy naturally. We're all lepers here today, friends. We're lepers in sin. The youngest and the eldest. We're lepers. We need cleansing. And so, the leprosy, the other thing is that it affects the eyes and the sight. And the sight of those caught up in sin sees an attraction in the things of this world, an attraction in the idols, and an attraction in those things which are anything but the Word of God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Leprosy. And friends, the thing about leprosy is, naturally, is that it can take from 5 to 20 years to come out in the body. So it is with sin, that gradual effect that will bring us to hell. The gradual effect of sin upon us. Friends, you can see why there is that analogy of leprosy and sin and uncleanliness. And we each have it. We're guilty. We're guilty of that. And so the fact is, the other thing is, there is with a leprous person that after time that has the effect visually in their skin, the effects of sin can so clearly be seen. And friends, oh, we could be like those got the woman who was taken in adultery and point the finger and cast a stone. But those taught of the Lord will realise the leprosy in their own heart, the leprosy on their own skin. So, my friends, let us consider. He went to Jerusalem. There's 8 verses here. 8 verses from verse 11 to 19 on this particular case. They're not mentioned in any other of the Gospels. And there's a real importance to it, I believe. You see, firstly, he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee, and he entered into a certain village. There's 10 men, and they're all lepers. They would have been separated. They all needed healing from their leprosy. And this, friends, they all lifted up their voices. And they said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. All 10 did this. All 10 asked for mercy. Now there's a first stage, friends. Have you ever asked for mercy? God be merciful to me, a leper, a sinner. The same thing then. It wasn't enough, friends. It's got to go beyond that. But what a start. What a good start all of these 10 here had. Now, when he saw them, he said, go show yourselves unto the priests. Now, that conforms exactly with Leviticus 13, where they were to show themselves to the priests. The priest at that time was Aaron, or the chief priest. But you see, friends, they had to show themselves to the priest. Now, spiritually, friends, we can only, with our sins and our wretchedness show ourselves unto the high priest, the Lord, God in heaven, the Lord Jesus, who has interceded on his people's behalf. But they showed themselves to the priest. And it came to pass, we read, that as they went, they were cleansed. Now, we're not told, I've wondered this, was it when they presented themselves before the priest, or as they went, they were cleansed because they believed that it had been done? We don't know, and we must leave that. I can never try and draw out of Scripture what isn't there. But it says that as they went, they were cleansed. They were cleansed. All ten then, all ten that came seeking mercy were cleansed. All of them. What a favour. Nine of them did not return. Only one of them, when he saw that he was healed, verse 15, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. Why was it a loud voice, do you think? Such was the movement of the Lord within him to give praise and thanks and honour to his God. A loud voice. Friends, I want to be really careful how I put this, but when we landed back at Heathrow, after our travels and our time ministering amongst the dear friends in Australia, I went aside into the facilities like we need them then, let's put it that way. And I didn't realise, but I felt so moved that I spoke out loud in prayer, in thanks to the Lord. I didn't realise that somebody was in the next cubicle, friends. And I thought since, I wonder what effect that might have had. But such was the case. And when I read this afterwards, I thought, I know what that is. To give praise unto God, I had to speak it out loud. Do you know what it is to be in the car, friends? To be in your office, perhaps, and you feel suddenly you've said it out loud. To thank the Lord for something. To have that thankful spirit because he's brought it out of you. Wow. I leave those thoughts with a loud voice, glorify God. It's glorifying God, you know, that we can give praise and thanksgiving to him. It's a great gift. It's not in ourselves. As dear Joseph said, it is not in me. And certainly the spirit of praise is not. It needs to be given of God. But we read this, He glorified God with a loud voice and he fell down at his feet, giving him thanks. Just one. The other nine did not return to give thanks. So your question might be the question that's raised in my mind. Were they saved? I believe it's this, friends. I believe it is this. They sought mercy. They sought Jesus to save them from their providential need, which was their affliction, but not their never-dying soul. There is a difference, and we must be careful, dear friends. I always often mention about the little things in our life and how important they are to see the Lord's hand and his mercies in them. But friends, we must know a spirit of thanksgiving. It's a gift of God and it's a part of real religion. And I believe if you have a hope in the Lord Jesus Christ, that your sins have been forgiven, that there is that open way to heaven, as the hymn writer puts it. It will be like this with you, that you will occasionally, not friends, it's a gift, but that you will occasionally be able to give praise and honour to his name. Because he saved you, you'll be able to thank him that he's washed your sins away. And that's the difference, that thankfulness, that open sign before the Lord that he has given you a thankful heart. And that there is not just that, as it were, natural deliverance which the other nine had. And we read after giving him thanks, it says he was a Samaritan. Now there's something in this as well for you and I. The Samaritans hated the Jews. The Jews hated the Samaritans. There were nine Jews and one Samaritan. As far as we can tell from this little description. It may be there were other Samaritans that didn't come back. We need to be careful with that. But you see, I believe the fact that's in there for a reason. And we know the Samaritans, the Jews termed them as dogs. That's how they saw them. It's a historic, it's a subject for a Sunday school, or it's a subject for a Bible study, really, friends. And you can go back in the history and see why there was, between those northern parts of Israel, as it was, before the divided kingdoms, and the northern kingdom was where the Samaritans were, and the southern kingdom around Judah where the Jews were, and that historic ill feeling, so much so that they would not go through Samaria, but the Lord Jesus did. And this is the point I'm coming to, friends. You may not feel you fit the normal type of a Christian. Yes, let's be honest with the word. You may not feel you meet the strict Baptist stereotype, if there is such a thing. Friends, there isn't. But sometimes we can be set in our thoughts and feelings, and we can look on others. I'm not like so and so. I'm not in this way. My pathway's been different. I've been led a different way. For he was a Samaritan. He was one of those that was despised. He was one of those that was different. Now, my friends, the Lord Jesus made something of the Samaritans. He made much of the Gentiles, didn't he? There was a woman that came out of the coast saying, Lord, help me. She came out from the coast of Tyre and Sidon. She wasn't a Jew. We think of the Good Samaritan, the tale of the Good Samaritan, who was the one who stopped for the man that had been taken by the thieves. We think of that he must needs go through Samaria. The Jews may not go through Samaria, but the Lord Jesus will go through to meet one there. Yes, the Samaritans. And he was a Samaritan. One who may not then seem to be amongst the chosen ones. One who may seem to be different. One who may seem to be then, as the Jews term the Samaritans, a dog. In a disparaging way. No, my friends. The Lord Jesus stretches out arm to save unto the uttermost. How beautiful is the gospel, really? He was a Samaritan. Well, we come to the word Jesus answered to this man. Were there not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Where are the 9? Why have they not returned to give thanks? Why have they not come and given glory to God? Why have they not come before me and fallen down on their face at my feet? Why not? Because they know not fully the work of God in salvation. Now, my friends, what about you and what about me? One of the things we lack is thankfulness. In particular, that heart of thanksgiving to God for his benefits towards us spiritually, but also in things in providence, and what teaching there is in those at times. And again, I don't want to particularly pick on the young friends. I think we're all guilty of this, but I think of it sometimes, friends. How we go through giving thanks for our food. You know, it did strike me, and I know we try and do it more over here, but we did eat out two or three times with our friends in Australia, and each time, however crowded the restaurant, wherever it was, that they would bow and out loud say the grace. And I felt that was sometimes, I know I've done it myself, we say, well, say it to yourself. But there was that outward thankfulness for the food and for other blessings of granted by God. And I feel, friends, that there is that we need to, even in those things, give thanks. I remember reading about Samuel Curtis. I think it was 1879, that sort of time, before he was in the ministry. But he'd been out all day, in early married life, looking for work. And there was none. And he came home, and there's just an old crust of bread in the cupboard and some salt and water. And, you know, he boiled the water and he put them together. And as he sat down to his meal, the enemy said, "You can't give thanks to God for that." Well, my friends, he said the Lord broke in afterwards and he said, "I had such a sweet time in giving thanks for that food. And I also felt this, thy bread and thy water shall be sure." And he said, "Not once in my life after that was I ever in need." But oh, that true spirit of thankfulness. Friends, I believe this. If we take nothing else away this morning, and may we take it away that we might have more thankful hearts, that we might be more thankful to the Lord for all his blessings and his favours to us in providence and in grace. Because we don't want to be amongst the nine. They were blessed with natural blessing, but they didn't give thanks. They were not thankful. The blessing wasn't such that they had to turn back. You see, I believe it's like this, friends. We want to receive the blessings at God's hands. But what shall I render unto him for all his praises towards me? What shall I give back to the Lord? I know you can't do anything in and of yourself. But I tell you this, friends, and I believe it to be so. Where the Lord has worked in you with his power and his might, he'll have you to praise and honour his name. He'll have you to say, "What shall I do? What shall I do, my Saviour, to praise?" Yes, he will. Seek him that he might show you how you can praise and honour his name in thankfulness, in thanksgiving. And so it is, friends, that is where we would desire to be this morning. But I am going to come. I am going to come, friends, as it has been laid heavily upon my mind. There were four leprous men outside the gate of the city. And of course, the leprous had to be outside the gate of the city. As I said, it was the second greatest defilement. And as such, there had to be that gap of at least what we would call 6 foot between each of the lepers, and between a leper and a clean person. They were shown as unclean. And if the wind was blowing, that would extend to 150 feet, my friends, because there was a feeling it could be easily caught. Now, actually, we know today that leprosy is a bacterial infection, and it's not easily caught, but it is still prevalent. I understand there are around 200,000 cases, half of which are in India. And perhaps you young friends would like to look into it. You look at leprosy as it is today. It's an interesting thing to think about how that's been reduced through the years through medicine and drugs. There is still, for those that contract it, if they get the right concoction of drugs to bring them out of it and to prevent the effects of it. Well, just stop there, friends. There's only one thing you know for the leprosy of sin, and that It's the precious blood that we quoted in prayer of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ah, that voice that speaks for his people. May it be applied to ourselves. And where we've known the application, may we have it again, friends. But let me come. I must come. These four leprous men at the entering in of the gate. This is in Samaria as well. But you see, why sit we here till we die? They said, let us go to the coast, host of the Syrians, and see what's in this food in the tents. There's famine in the city because the city was surrounded by the Syrians. They rose in the twilight to go to the camp, and they found there was no man there. Oh, there was good tidings. There was food aplenty. And the enemy had gone. What good tidings they had. You've known good tidings. You know, poor sinner, you've had that hope raised in the past. You may feel downcast today, but you've had that hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. Perhaps the Lord has shown you your sins, and then he's shown you himself, the malady and the remedy. You've had these things, and still you keep quiet, and still you sit in your seat, and still you do not follow the Lord. What are you looking for, dear friends? Do not forget the solemnity of the message that here there were, you don't want to be amongst the nine. You don't want to be amongst them, do you? My dear friends, there is that time to speak. May the Lord move you such that are there, that it will be like this. That we read that we do not well. Neither do you, friends, in your moribund state, with the Lord having blessed you in providence and in grace. And you do not well. This day is a day of good tidings, and we hold our peace. Oh, that you may prove this, if we tarry till the morning. Light, some mischief will come upon us. Now therefore come, that we may go and tell the king's household. That you may say this, come and hear, all ye that fear God, and I will declare what he hath done for my soul. Friends, where are the nine? It's the Lord's work to move a soul from beginning to end, not man, nothing to do with man. I was so pleased to hear with this word on my mind, our dear brother pray this morning, that it's the Lord's work we need to see today. So it is, friends. But you know, there is a work and there is a time for the Lord to work, and we cannot resist the day of his power. I must mention these things. Because, friends, the nine, they didn't come. Why art thou afraid to come? Why afraid to tell thy case? He will not pronounce thy doom. Smiles are seated on his face. Come then, repenting sinner, come. But friends, where are we each? You see, those that have been led to put the Lord on, you've got to be careful, friends, that you're not still amongst those of the nine. We need to be stirred up, don't we? Paul writes to the Romans, and he says that, he speaks there that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. And these three words stuck out on the page: neither were thankful. Yes, those that have known God in times past, but neither were thankful. And you know, we can slip into that spirit of in and out to the house of God and not really having a spirit of praise and thanksgiving, whoever we are. Now, as I have already said, we know it is the gift of God. And he does give it to his people, but it should be a prayer and an exercise with us. Lord, make me more willing, make me more prepared and able to offer those prayers of thanksgiving unto thee. Help me to be more thankful generally. The children to be thankful that they've been brought up in a house where the parents fear the Lord. The parents to be thankful that they have the opportunity to bring their children up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. The older friends that have the opportunity to pray for souls. Thankfulness that we can meet together. Thankfulness that we can meet together today when the chapel's being worked on. A thankful spirit before the Lord. Oh, you might say, well, I think I'm not too bad at giving thanks. I do try to do so. Friends, I do believe and would encourage you in your thanksgiving to God. I do believe that the Lord teaches us that to do so. I believe that we know something of Paul's epistle to the Philippians. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. But the true born child of God will honestly feel at times they lack in their praises. They lack in their feelings of love towards and thanksgiving towards the Lord. And also, I do feel they will feel this. In everything give thanks. What? In those trials? In those bodily afflictions? In those difficulties that come upon us in the pathway? In those losses? In those crosses? To give thanks? How can I do it? Friends, the thankful heart in a time of trouble is the heart of a real Christian. I believe it. That is when thanksgiving flows of the Lord, because it's not of nature. Nature can't give thanks to God for the trial. For everything, those two words, friends, everything. The things you're troubled about in the week ahead. The things that you've got in your pathway at the moment. To give thanks to God. But why? Because he's bringing you in prayer and exercise. Why? Because you're having a closer walk with him because of those very things. Without them, your religion would be flat. Would be moribund. Would be, as it were, just treading along. Oh, yes, nice and easy. That's where you and I want it. But, friends, to have our little nest stirred up and to give thanks to God for it. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Yes. Be careful for nothing, he writes also to the Philippians. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, friends. You know, I fail in my prayers. So often we pray, yes, we pray perhaps those prayers of, in right way, confessing, prayers of confessing our sins. And then prayers of, as it were, seeking the Lord in this and that and for specific matters, including the work of grace in our soul. We do that and it's all good, but with thanksgiving, with thanksgiving. Oh, to be one of those that knows that spirit of thankfulness, you see. Where are the nine? I don't, friends, you and I don't want to be amongst the nine. We often are. In our religion, we're often amongst the nine. The Lord has done things for us and we do not return and pay obeisance to him and we do not fall down at his face giving him thanks. You know, the psalmist speaks in this way when he talks of those Israelites and how they were saved. They believed his words and they sang his praise. But then it says this, they soon forgot his works. They soon forgot his works. It's where we are, you know. Forgetfulness in the things that the Lord is doing for us. But oh, to have those, as it were, to be, have those special feelings of thankfulness. To pray for them, because we do not have them in and of ourselves. You know the case, I'm sure, of John Warburton, that he had his £7 granted to him that he needed to pay for the local provision. And so remarkably was this money given to him in different ways, and we leave that. But in the spirit of thankfulness, he said, I'll go down to the chapel. It's a good place to give thanks to the Lord for what he's done to me. Oh, the dear man got in the chapel and his heart is as hard as a stone. There's no spirit of thankfulness there whatsoever. No, because he had to yet be broken down into that by the Lord. But he said 3 or 4 days later, walking down the street in Rochdale, there it is. The Lord broke through and gave him such a spirit of thanksgiving. I mean, he said that as he was in the chapel, not only did he feel dead, but he actually said, I wish I'd had another £2. It would have made me more comfortable. And that's where you and I are, friends, sometimes. Oh, to pray, to be broken down, to have that spirit of thankfulness before the Lord. He does do it at times. Oh, that we weep to the praise of the blessing of God, and for those spiritual blessings and favours. Ah, oh, that's it. You see, I also read a sweet case not so long ago of an obituary of a lady who was a member. Her name was Mrs. Daisy Russell, a member at Tamworth Road Chapel, and she died in 1966, aged in her mid-70s. But there was such a lovely thing in the obituary. One day she was so tried and troubled, and she pleaded with the Lord, and I know we need to be careful about this, but that she could open the Bible and she'd be blessed under the word there. And so she did. She opened up, Jeremiah, with loving kindness I have drawn thee. With loving kindness I have drawn thee. And she felt she was the Lord's. Yes. But then, a day or two later, when the devil was besieging her, she felt this, I need to look that word up. She couldn't remember where it was. She couldn't find it. Couldn't find it. And she was so tried and so troubled. Lord, if I can't find that word, I can't be confirmed in it. I can't feel the blessing again. Well, the next day was Sunday, and her daughter went to Sunday school. She went to the chapel, but she was looking for it and looking for this word. Yes. Well, one of her daughters came home from Sunday school and said, oh, Mum, she said, we've got a new verse to learn. And she quoted the very words. Yes, with loving kindness I have drawn them. With loving kindness. Yes. And she said, oh, where is it? And she told her where it came. And you know, friends, she said, my soul was so blessed that the Lord had confirmed his word through my daughter going to the Sunday school. But you see, these little things, but they're not, are they? And she said this is what struck me when I read this obituary. All that is a lovely story, one might say, and a blessing for her, but it was this. She said, I immediately had to bow down before the Lord and bless and praise his name. She said, such a spirit of thanksgiving poured over my soul. Friends, have you ever known that? What a mercy. What a favour. Pray for it again. And if you've never known it, plead that you might know it. To be completely softened before God. That you could say, oh, that my soul could love and praise him more. His beauty's trace, his majesty adore. Yes. You see, friends, That's what he'd do. All that spirit lived near his heart. He's upon his bosom lean. Obey his voice and all his will esteem. Yes, that's what he'd do. Friends, it's what he'd do for you if you plead on and seek on. Well, I see the time has gone, but oh, that the Lord would give us each that real spirit of thanksgiving and praise and honour to him for what he has done for us. But above all, to remember that as vile lepers, that's what we are, with that defilement within our bodies, that sin that we love committing, those sins of commitment, those sins of omission, where we fail in certain things, but we need to be washed and to be cleansed, that we can come with the hymn writer, I'm clean, just God, I'm clean. All the leprosy is gone. It's all gone. And those nerve endings now are sensitive to the things of grace. Those eyes are desiring to see by faith the Lord Jesus Christ. And the other thing was the skin. There is that purity in the skin because we've been cleansed. You see, friends, just as it comes to mind, Naaman was a leper. Naaman was a king in the land. He was a mighty man of wealth. And in God's providence, there was a little maid. There was a little maid that they'd taken from the land of Israel who knew the prophet. Knew the prophet Elijah. Or was it Elisha? Let us get this. And so it was that this one in the land there, she was in the land at Elisha, it was. And Naaman was wroth, first of all, when he heard through the prophet that he had to go and go down to the River Jordan. Why? Because he didn't want to go into the land of Israel to wash and be clean. But he went down in the end and he dipped himself seven times. Yes, friends, another seven times for you and I to pray to be forgiven. Yes, and how many times do we forgive another? Seven times or 70 times seven? Well, that's what we need to seek for forgiveness for ourselves. Well, I won't keep you, but lepers made clean and one returned. Oh, may we be, each of us, the one that returns. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Seymour will preach again this evening and administer the Lord's Supper after the service. Sunday school is at Bethany at 2:30. Tomorrow evening there will be a prayer meeting in the chapel vestry with an address by Mr. Pickett. And God willing, on Tuesday Mr. Izzard will preach in the chapel vestry. And on Friday there will be a prayer meeting for church members. And next Lord's Day, Mr. Tim Parrish is expected to preach and address the Sunday School. And on Saturday, Oakington hold their Christmas service. And Clementine, can you please collect a list of services for 2024 at the back of the chapel? Let us close with hymn 1067. 1067. Jesus, thy light impart, and lead me in thy path. I have an unbelieving heart, but thou canst give me faith. Hymn 1067.
Pray thou would bless that which thou dost own according to thy will, and forgive that, Lord, which we have spoken amiss. And, O Lord, we pray for help in the Sunday school this afternoon for those taking it, and we plead for thy favour upon those that attend it. We plead that thou wilt come up again this evening, Lord, and remember us each in the interval of services. We do pray. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.